Penguin Random House Audio presents Tranquility by Tuesday. 9 ways to calm the chaos and make time for what matters. This is the author, Laura Vanderkam. For Henry. Introduction. We all have 24 hours in a day. We all live through the same 168 hours each week. Yet during certain seasons of life, we experience those hours in more intense ways than we do in others. If you are listening to this book, then perhaps you are living through such a whirlwind time. Mornings are a rush of getting people out the door. Workdays feature their drumbeat of meetings and deadlines. Evenings descend more quickly than seems possible. You wake up on Monday and realize, when you stop to breathe, that it is suddenly Thursday. Weekends require their own sets of marching orders to ensure that everyone arrives where they are supposed to go at approximately the time that they said they would. Hours must give all that you ask of them. I am living through these busy years, too. Any day in my own suburban circus can feature the ridiculousness that comes from raising my 5 children, Jasper, Sam, Ruth, Alex, and Henry, ranging in age from teens to a toddler. My husband Michael and I manage the logistics of 2 careers where there is always something else we could be doing. During the recent pandemic years, we elected to raise the degree of difficulty by buying and renovating a historic house and bringing home a puppy. All of this is chosen and, indeed, hoped for. It also results in days when life feels like an act where a clown spins 6 plates on poles. Someone has a before-school meeting, and a contractor can suddenly come repair a long-broken appliance. The dog needs to be elsewhere while I am giving a virtual speech, and a late-night video conference means the kid who normally uses my laptop for online tutoring needs a different machine. Perhaps you have also found yourself in a ring in this circus. Perhaps you thrust yourself there, or perhaps you simply woke up to realize that the moving parts had multiplied while you weren't paying attention. You can keep the plates spinning. With your calendars and your planners, you are very good at that. But the performance can consume so much effort that it is easy to become aggravated about little things. Life can feel like a slog. Years can slip through your fingers, disappearing into a general sense of distress or fatigue over spending too much brain power, worrying about each day's logistics. I have spent the last 15 years writing about time management. I have seen thousands of people's schedules. I have talked with them about their struggles. I have come to see that it is a lament against this malaise that people are most often voicing when they ask successful types, "How do you do it?" It is not so much a question of how to organize a summer schedule or run meetings that start and end on time, important as those skills are. Fundamentally, people want to know how to enjoy whatever time they have on this planet. They want to stop feeling like they're either racing against the clock or wishing time away. Maybe we need our minutes to give all that we ask of them. But because the plates are not going to magically stop spinning, and because we don't truly wish for fewer plates, we need to learn to calm the chaos and find joy in busy days. There is no sense in waiting for vacations. Hardly relaxing if you've still got your toddler, only now he's off his usual schedule, or some elusive future. Life is not going to be less hectic next week. Life probably won't be less hectic next year. We have to make time for what matters now. We need practical, straightforward strategies to make that happen. Lessons from time logs. Tranquility is the state of being serene and peaceful, of being free from agitation. When I first began pondering this word, I imagined silent meditation in some mountain retreat. There would be no leaf blowers. There would be no incessant pounding from a neighbor's roof renovation project. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that serenity isn't noteworthy if life is serene around you. When recovering alcoholics pray the famous serenity prayer, asking for the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and courage to change the things I can, they are not usually facing down a life where all is going great. The goal is tranquility, even when life is complicated, challenging, and occasionally chaotic. A reader once expressed this desire to me as waking up and looking forward to what's ahead, because I know there is a plan in place, no matter what dilemmas occur. I want strategies that make life feel better, more manageable, and more joyful, even on a Tuesday when I am driving kids to activities and squeezing in podcast recordings, when another neighbor's high decibel tree trimming service is taking their breaks. And so, as I've studied people's schedules and shared what I've learned in my talks and books, I've tried the most promising strategies in my own life. Over the past decade or so, I have narrowed all these ideas down to 9 practical rules with the biggest impact. 1. Give yourself a bedtime. 2. Plan on Fridays. 3. Move by 3 p.m. 4. 3 times a week is a habit. 5. Create a backup slot. 6. 1 big adventure, 1 little adventure. 7. Take one night for you. 8. Batch the little things. 9. Effortful before effortless. These catchphrases all center around deeper concepts in time management, which this audiobook will explore. But they also suggest straightforward actions. When I follow these 9 rules, my life feels better. I feel more in control of the careening pieces. My life feels rich and full, like I am making better use of whatever time I've been given, not doing stuff just to put stuff on the calendar, but because I wish to be a good steward of life's possibilities. I am able to say yes to opportunities when I see them. I make space for the writing, running, singing, reading, and adventures that give me the energy to do everything else I need to do. I've seen these strategies work for other people who are deep into the busy years of building careers and raising families as well. For instance, one couple, whose evening time together disappeared once their little kids became older kids who didn't go to bed by 8 p.m., learned my rule that 3 times a week is a habit. They looked at their weekly schedules and found times they could share lunch, grab a drink at a neighborhood bar while their old enough to stay home alone kids amused themselves, and chat for a few weekend minutes on the porch, recasting downtime as couple time. A professor who needed time to write articles for publication, but who would often see this time lost to teaching responsibilities, learned my rule to create backup slots. These slots meant that what mattered happened, even when life didn't go as planned. Unsurprisingly, her submission pace accelerated. A busy software engineer with 3 young kids learned my rule to take one night for you, apart from work and family responsibilities. It was a nudge to set up a weekly tennis game with her sisters, which massively increased the amount of joy in her life. The Tranquility by Tuesday Project. I love the notes I receive about these transformations. I love hearing about the upgrades people have made in their schedules and about the positive changes people make in their communities when they are no longer feeling frazzled and overwhelmed. But anecdotes aren't evidence on their own. It is a big world. a determined sleuth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?